I've made no secret of the fact that I have been and remain a Trump supporter. But the question of who will be in the White House in January is no longer the greatest worry on my mind. The results of the election will play itself out. What should greatly concern us is the depth of fraud in this election. Contrary to the media's lies, there is plenty of evidence of fraud, and even claims of a computer program being used to assure a Trump defeat. Now, that may or may not be true, but every patriotic American should want to know the truth. If it turns out that there is fire behind all that smoke, we need to know it. If Democrats and their media allies have their way, all investigations will be stopped, and 2 years from now, and 2 years after that, the fate of our election process will still be up in the air. When just one fraudulent vote is cast, it nullifies your vote. It doesn't have to be millions of fraudulent votes. Frankly, if we wanted fair elections, people would vote in person with real identification, except in circumstances where a voter can't get to the polls, and then their absentee vote should be witnessed by someone other than a family member. Ideally, it would be witnessed by a notary. When hundreds of thousands of ballots are mailed out to people who have not requested them, there is no way to verify who's going to cast those ballots. It's time to demand that changes be made to make voting in America fair for everyone. Instead, we'll probably just limp from election to election without the needed changes. Our concern now should turn to the runoff in Georgia, where two Republican Senate seats are being challenged. If Democrats win those seats, there is nothing left to stop the radical agenda that Biden is being forced into from coming to pass. Biden owes every scoundrel in the socialist world favors for their support, and they have already begun demanding that he repay them by adopting their socialist agenda. Money is pouring into Georgia from the progressive left in an effort to win those seats for Democrats. If that prevails, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have a wide open path to turn America to socialism. Let Trump and Biden fight it out in the courts. Our attention and our donations should be directed to Georgia's Senate race. It may be held in Georgia, but the ramifications will be heard all around the nation. The American people are being manipulated by a mainstream media that long ago lost its credibility. We are no longer receiving truthful news and given the opportunity to decide for ourselves the direction we choose to take. Instead, today's biased media seeks to mislead the public and push their own socialist agenda. Almost all of today's so-called reporters are progressive Democrats, and almost all have had their own views shaped by liberal professors in our schools and universities. We put up with that system for decades, and we're now seeing the results, and it is not pretty. Much, if not most, of the turmoil in America today is the result of media manipulation. COVID-19 is a good example. This virus is real, and it is dangerous. But the survival rate of this pandemic is extremely high. Hour by hour, the media regales us with the latest cases of COVID-19, figures on how many have been hospitalized and how many have died nationally from this virus. That sets up a panic mode among our people. We are never told how many were released from the hospital each day, as we are about those who are admitted. It would be helpful to keep these reports in perspective. Frankly, the emphasis should mainly be on prevention. Wash hands often and thoroughly, wear a mask when out among others, and practice social distancing. We need reminders of that, but not constant doom and gloom from the media. Even when two major drug firms announced that they had vaccines ready for distribution, they were as much as 95% effective. The media chose to whine about how long it might take to get all of America inoculated. Never mind that almost half of Americans say they won't take the vaccine. That assures that the other half, who do want the vaccine, will be able to receive it rather quickly. COVID-19 was used as a bludgeon against President Trump in order to get the media's preferred candidate, Joe Biden, into the White House. Let me turn now to the latest examples of media bias, and they involve the 2020 election. Think about this. Who proclaimed Joe Biden president-elect? Not the courts. It was the media. They decided that Biden had enough votes to be president-elect, even before the votes were certified. In America, the media does not get to crown a presidential candidate. Yet, here they crowned Biden the president-elect. That may eventually be so, but as of November 21, it was not true. For those who say, hey, it's no big deal, I beg to differ. Once the media proclaimed Biden the president-elect, the calls went out immediately for Trump to concede defeat. He was not to be allowed to question his fate. The avenue through our court system was closed off to Trump by the media. Any attempt to show that massive fraud had skewed the election in Biden's favor was attacked and criticized in the press. When Rudy Giuliani and former Assistant U.S. Attorney Sidney Powell held a 90-minute press conference to press their charges of massive voter fraud, the media turned on them like a rabid dog. Rather than report on the charges Trump's team was making, the media sought to make the story about hair dye seeping from Giuliani's head on a hot day. That's a favorite ploy by the media, to divert attention. Biased outlets, including Fox News, reported that the Trump team's charges were baseless. Kristen Fisher of Fox displayed a woeful lack of knowledge about how our election system works. She attacked the Giuliani team for a lack of facts in the press conference. But the press conference was not the time nor place to present facts to the media. The courts will judge, not the media. The charges leveled by Trump's team were simply the opening argument that will be presented to the court. The facts to back up that argument will be presented in court, not to the media. Giuliani showed hundreds of affidavits that have been signed by people who claim to have direct knowledge of fraud committed in this election. Can you imagine the harm that would come to those brave souls if their names had been divulged to the media vultures, all too eager to spread their names out to rabid never-Trumpers? No lawyer with any sense of responsibility would divulge facts of their case outside of court. It is now up to the Giuliani team to present their case to the courts and prove them or have them disproven. Again, that's not the role of the media. We have reached a stage where the mainstream media feels emboldened to demand a role as judge and jury. They boldly pass judgments in each nightly newscast like never before. Think of the times lately when you have heard network news anchors and their so-called reporters state categorically that something is false without ever having examined it themselves. the times when they claim that President Trump lied, when in fact he had stated his opinion. If the press does not agree with a statement, it is automatically a lie. When Joe Biden repeatedly stated that he had a plan to combat the coronavirus, did anybody in the press ever attack him for not giving specifics about how this grand plan would work? I submit that the greatest danger facing America for the long term is a mainstream media that seeks to manipulate the minds of Americans through dishonest reporting. One last thing today. Viewers are turning away from Fox News faster than a coward in a haunted house. At one time, Fox News was on a roll. They were considered to be the only real answer to the left-leaning bias of ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and other left-wing outlets. But somewhere along the way, Fox joined the media circus led by biased clowns, and it is showing in their ratings. For the week of November 9, Fox News had 1.6 million viewers. That was down a whopping 3.1 million viewers just the week before. In 1 week, 3.1 million viewers said goodbye to Fox. The beneficiary of Fox News's turn to the left is Newsmax and OAN. Of the two, we have chosen to watch Newsmax. It's on channel 222 if you have Spectrum cable, but it's also available on satellite. We can no longer go to sleep comfortable that we have been told the truth by the media. It takes digging deep to avoid the bias. I've been at this, talk radio and weekly commentaries, for more than 50 years. Never has it been more important to double and triple check news sources to arrive at the truth. My mission in life these days is to cut through the fog of deliberate bias and share truth with you. I will never deliberately lie to you, purposely mislead you, nor push a personal agenda. Thanks for listening to this week's bonus commentary. I'll be back again this weekend, God willing. Same time, same station. And God bless America.